I love the concept of make a list before bed. What are the things I know I need to accomplish tomorrow? Make a list. That's your spell list. That's your book of shadows, baby. You're writing down the things you're going to accomplish. You're setting that intention. And here's the beauty. Some people call it cheating. I call it being real. If you've got your list and then tomorrow, in between number one and number two, you do another job, write it down that you did that job. Well, Dave, that's cheating. It wasn't on my list. No, it's not cheating, because at the end of the day, you can look back with a sense of pride of all the things you did accomplish, all the things you didn't give yourself credit for throughout the day. Sometimes we feel like the day gets away from us and we didn't accomplish anything and we're failing at life, we're failing at this, we're failing at that. But when you start to journal and look at the things that you do every day, you'll see that there is magic, because you will be reminded of just how much you did in a very short amount of time. So be kind to yourself and start making those lists at night. And give yourself permission that if you don't complete the list, move it over to the next day's list. And just continue to build the lists and work on them. X them off. I guarantee you, it's the silliest thing, but they always knew us best, Nikki, when we were kids. You accomplish something, you got a star on the board. Man, who didn't want to get that star from your teacher, your parents, whatever, right? You want that sense of accomplishment of scratching something off the list. I love that motion. That's why I'll add other things that I've done for the day. And at the end of the day, I do feel better. And I've realized I've slept better when I realize that I have accomplished things and I haven't let time master me.
Yes, we love to feel accomplished. And yeah. Actually, that's one of the reasons why sometimes people don't achieve lucid dreaming, because they feel like meditation and those kinds of focusing activities that lead to it are so vague. They feel like they're not accomplishing something from it, that it's abstract. And the thing is, this is what I tell people, like, if you really want to become lucid, the humble approach to take is to tell yourself that it's okay if you don't. When you kind of release the pressure, the mind will relax. You will fall asleep more easily, too, when you take pressure off your mind. Like you said, that's what list making does. You know, it kind of puts the pressure in a different place and takes it away from us for the moment so we can relax. But when you do meditation, when you do dream journaling, when you do reality checks, we haven't talked about that yet, really, but and the other things that make lucid dreaming likely, it benefits you anyway, even if you don't become lucid. So that's what I tell people to try to remember. Like, enjoy doing these things because it is good for you, whether you end up becoming lucid in your dreams or not. But you do need to do these things if you want to have that likelihood. So I think it's a win-win, personally.
Agreed.
And if we need to look at it that way in order to, you know, lend to success. So reality checking is another thing on the list that's very important, in addition to meditation and dream journaling to predispose you to lucidity. And this means making a habit of testing the nature of your reality all through your waking day, as many times a day as you can possibly fit in. Now, there's a famous author some of you may have heard of from the 70s, Carlos Castaneda.
Yeah.
He wrote The Teachings of Don Juan, and his book on lucid dreaming was called The Art of Dreaming. And in these accounts, you know, his Yaqui Indian mentor was teaching him how to make sure that he would wake up in his dreams and become lucid, because it was considered essential to the shamanic practices of studying spirit. And so he said that what he should do all day, whenever he thinks of it, is to stare at his hand. And, you know, you can do this right now, anyone listening. You know, you take one hand, look at your palm and kind of inspect it and see what you can notice. Look at the lines in your palm if you're wearing rings, you know, look at them if you have tattoos, look at them. Then turn your hand over and look at the other side, and you look at what that looks like. And then you flip it back and see if anything has changed on the first side that you were looking at.
What?
Because if you're dreaming, it's highly likely that that will happen. In the dream world, when you hyper-focus and you turn your hand back over, it may suddenly have no fingers. It may have too many fingers. Your fingers may be webbed. Your accessories may be gone. Something will shift, because it's not a physical reality. It's a thought-responsive reality